All right, so I'm joined on the line here by Melissa Pichet of the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi de Pontiac to talk about their Student Employment Days program. Melissa, how's it going?
Good, yourself?
Oh, not so bad. So, could you tell me a little bit about the program and what it does?
Yes, for sure. It's a pilot project that we have put in place. These activities are made possible through the Secretariat à l'Action Communautaire Autonome et aux Initiatives Sociales. It's for youth between the age of 15 and 30. It's in our local schools during the month of May. So what we do is, prior to our visits, we will hang posters up with all the job offers, summer jobs, and then the students have time to go look and see their interests and stuff. And then the students, they will ask if they need help with their resume or whatnot. So what to expect during the month of May is learn job search techniques and receive help with resume and cover letters, writing, and interview preparation. They take part in a real interview experience with real employers who are hiring. Also, employers in the region to meet their recruitment need while participating in training activity. So in other words, what we do is, after the resume is all done up properly, and whoever has interest, we go in with real employers and do mock interviews. So this gives the students the chance to practice their techniques and give them the proper tools to function later on, if it's high school or after school or whatnot. And then after their interview is done, the employer will bring back the student one-on-one and will say, okay, well, this was good, work on this, you know, and stuff like that. Then after the mock interviews, we will bring in the employers that the students, like, let's say one wants to work for MRC, we will bring in an employer from the MRC to do the interview right in the school. If something happens that the employer cannot come or for X reason, we will arrange that the student who wants to work there will have an interview with the employer.
And so, is it in all schools here in both high schools and the adult education centers as well?
Yeah, that's right. So we do the high school and the adult education schools, French and English.
Can you just explain the timeline here? You're putting up the posters, I guess, start of May here, and then there's, I guess, an individual day when you're doing these mock interviews, and then another one for the real ones, or
yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, well, that's it. See, it all depends on the school discipline. Our availabilities, because it is a month of May is very busy with the exam and stuff. So they will give us their availability, and we will work around that. It could be under lunch hour. It could be a period. You know, we take what they give us. So let's say for the mock interviews, it could be an hour on lunch. The kids will come, or the students will come and do the mock interviews there. One of the teachers say, okay, no, you could have, let's say, 2 hours. We will take those 2 hours and do all the preparation. We go by what they need and also what they can, what their availability is.
And you said this is a pilot project. So this is the first time it's ever been attempted here?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, geez, that is exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting. And, we hope that everybody participates. Of course, we'd like the schools we want to thank the schools for collaborating with us, and also all the employers that participate. It's excellent, and it makes the Pontiac it brings up all the activities and stuff, and people getting we've all worked together that's what's nice about it.
For sure. And you mentioned there the employers. Do you have an idea of how many? And could you give us an idea of what types of jobs here are available?
Okay. Well, there's plenty of jobs that are available. For example, I know the camp in Danford Lake. They hire the MRC Pontiac, CISO. They're hiring for animations. It's all like, you know, and then, like, of course, the employers come for mock interviews. And then if this, like, the one of the students says, I'd like to work for the CISO, well, then we'll bring the person from the CISO and come and do an interview. So employers, I would say there's lots of employers that did participate. It's just because we're going with the employers that are demanded by the students, kind of thing.
For sure, Melissa. I wanna thank you for your time here to explain this program. If there's anything that we didn't touch on or that you also wanted to mention there too, I'll give you the last word here.
Well, I just wanted to add that our entrepreneurs and employers will attend. Well, by participating, they win recruits for work, and the students also, it's a win-win situation. The students also get a job. So, you know, everybody helps themselves, like, between each other. So that's all I wanted to add.
No worries. And is just jumping off of that, if an employer wanted to be a part of this program, is there still time?
Or? Oh, for sure.
Okay, and how would they get a hold of you?
They could call me at 819-648-5065. And just ask for Melissa, and it'd be great pleasure to, if an employer wants to participate, or, you know, the more the merrier.